Hey everyone, this Sparkle season, you can join our struggle to entertain and inform here at the Crab Diving Network by buying all the crap you're going to buy for people at Amazon. If you click on the Amazon banner on the Crab Diving website or go through the link at crabdiving.com/Amazon, we get a little commission at no extra cost to you. Spread some seasonal joy as you help spread the crabs. Go to crabdiving.com, click the Amazon banner, and shop your asses off.
What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. Bay. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live from the East Coast. If it ain't that time, well, I don't want, you know, people in the Orient.
Right.
Do they still refer to anyone? I know Oriental is not, right. Is not good,
but
is the Orient, I would think, is probably still okay.
What up, Orient? Are you guys listening or
what?
I'm asking if anyone from the Orient is listening.
Oh, we have Asian downloads.
Well, very cool.
Thanks for joining us. Whether you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. We appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us on social media. Anytime we check at Crab Diving on the Twitter during the show.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. Melanie and I would love to wish you a heartfelt real rage tweets today, by the way.
Oh, is he mad? What's he upset about?
I think
all the dead people? Or?
No. Oh, okay. I think the fact that Time magazine named Biden and Harris persons of the year.
Hey, Trump, quit being a little bitch, baby.
Oh, impossible.
I know. Impossible.
George Conway tweeted today, he's just going to get worse.
What does that mean, though? I mean, like, worse?
No, yeah.
Are we going to...
Let's nuke somebody.
...be able to avoid a war with Iran?
I've decided that to nuke California.
I'm beginning to think if...
Radical lib Democrats, evil communist California.
You know, I think I would take this deal if the Democrats need to approach that White House and say, you guys leave now. And let Biden come in. We will prosecute Donald Trump. Because maybe we could avoid
that.
Maybe we could avoid a war with Iran.
We won't
shit
prosecute
like that.
You.
Yeah. That's fine.
We're still prosecuting Trump, but the rest of the Republican toad scum that have the seditionists that have surrounded him that everyone should be looked into. And we'll say, hey, convince him, his cabinet, 25th him now. 40 fucking days ahead of time, because God knows what he can do in this time.
I mean, it's terrifying. I mean, I don't know. And then people are like, what if Iran decides to go to war with Israel because, well, I don't know, the U.S. is vulnerable because, you know, the transfer of power between Trump and
Biden. And then we're dragged in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal. It's that time of year, everybody, for warm and fuzzy
fuzzy
gifts through the mail.
Fursuit Friday.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon every time you go to buy something, and we get a link. I mean, go through our link. We get a little commissione on yes. your purchase, and it doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here.
I wonder if any furries listen to us, like anybody that does any furry kind of thing. I wonder if we have that demographic.
I don't know. I'm not convinced that we don't have a furry on the show.
Oh, really? What do you mean? Me?
Why does the crab diving trends for you always show Fursuit Friday?
It's funny. To me, it's like nothing is funnier than this shit. I mean, God.
I do the same thing, so I can't. It's both of us searching so Fursuit Friday.
When it dresses a stuffed animal, that's fine. It's just hilarious. That's all.
But somewhere along the line, it was presented to us first as a trend.
Yeah, yeah.
And right. And for some reason,
remember?
I don't know.
It's funny.
Let's see what's going on in the world's Faithless Friday here.
Jeebus.
Fursuit Friday in the world, Faithless Friday here on crab diving.
Jesus is a furry. Was
we got
he?
Some religiosity. Based stories, and let's see what's going on. My name is Patrick Bile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and kudos to everybody I see out there in the world moving about, pretending like we're not in a pandemic, just doing what the fuck you want to. Thank you very much for your contribution to our imminent demise, and you know, we're all going to end up maggot food in a landfill.
Defecation or urination for the purpose of sexual stimulation of the viewer.
Over to the commie pinko liberal HuffPo. It says White House political theater on vax approval, quote, doesn't help anyone.
God. Damn, what is that shit?
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, scumbag. Let's not forget just what a lunatic tea loon scumbag Mark Meadows is.
He'll be great on Dancing with the Stars.
Goose stepping with the stars.
Yeah.
I will be dancing to Wagner.
Nine!
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows reportedly put pressure on Food and Drug Administration head Stephen Hahn to expedite the approval of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine or risk losing his job. Listen to these thugs. Listen, you're gonna put pressure on the FDA and tell them that they're gonna rush this through. Or some bad things are gonna happen to you.
Is there anything more important than this fucking vaccine?
Good God.
I mean, this is terrifying. This sucks. This is just the worst case scenario with this shit.
Meadows told Hahn on Friday to resign if the vaccine was not authorized by the end of the day, according to the Washington Post. Axios corroborated the Post's account, saying Meadows suggested to Hahn in a Friday phone call that the FDA commissioner's job may be at stake over the vaccine.
But it doesn't make sense, though. I mean, why would he do that?
Who?
I just don't understand why he's threatening this guy. Like,
because they're thugs.
But this FDA guy knows it needs to be quick, but he wants it to be right.
Trump wants credit for the vaccine.
Yeah.
And he wants to make sure that the vaccine starts going out with his name on it.
But you have to believe the guy.
He's going to put letters out. You know that. You're not going to be able to. You're,
but the guy approving this vaccine.
You're going to have to pledge loyalty to Trump before you can get the vaccine.
Yeah. I mean, don't you have to believe that the guy.
I didn't see anything wrong with that.
Right. Approving this, like, knows what they're doing. Why is he giving this guy a timetable? Of course needs to be. Everybody knows this needs to happen as soon as fucking possible,
But there are rules and regs. So basically what he's saying is fuck your rules and regs. You know, this is how they roll. The heck with your laws and rules and regulations, FDA. You expedite that COVID vaccine or we'll get somebody who will.
But it's science.
It's Nixon. Yeah. It's Nixon.
But
fire that. Tell the FBI to fuck off and fire the attorney general or I'll find somebody who will.
Yeah.
And then he gets rid of that attorney general and then goes through a bunch of people with spines and apparent scruples, and then got to Robert Bork. It was like, sure, I'll fire those fuckers for you, Mr. President, sir.
But, you know,
lick, 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 lick.
This is, to me, even crazier because.
Oh, well, yeah.
This is science, though. The shit with the vaccine is science. Like, the FDA guy is working in science. Like, the approval is about science, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
They want to make sure it's safe enough and has been tested enough.
So then Mark Meadows says, if it's not here by a certain date, you're fired.
It ain't by Friday.
That's insane.
Hahn disputed the characterization of his call with Meadows, saying to Axios in a statement that
it was an untrue representation of the phone call with the chief of staff.
Yeah.
The FDA was encouraged to continue working expeditiously.
Right.
On Pfizer's BioNTech emergency use authorization request.
Jeez.
The FDA is committed to issuing this authorization quickly, as we noted in our statement this morning.
Thank you. Jeez.
Earlier in the day, Trump lambasted the FDA, yes. And Hahn, this is 6:11 this morning.
Good God. Somebody had their Wheaties.
Well, am I pushing the money drenched, but heavily bureaucratic U.S. FDA saved 5 years in the approval of, all caps, numerous great new vaccines. It is still a big, old, slow turtle. Get the damn vaccines, D-A-M. D-A-M.
Right.
Get the damn vaccines out, all caps, now.
Way to lead.
Dr. Hahn at Steve FDA. I don't know who that is. Probably another
way to
FDA
lead,
dude.
Though.
Stop right. playing games and start saving lives. And I want 3 exclamation points after that.
That's leadership, isn't it? Hey, guy working on it. Where's a fucking vaccine, asshole? Where's a goddamn vaccine? It's not very supportive. You know what I mean? It's not exactly.
Here's
the damn vaccine.
So, these little thugs, these Republicans. I mean, they really have these tiny little Gherkenstiffens.
Listen, you
for
guys.
Anything mobbish, yeah. and mob related behavior.
I was going to say to these people with the tiny Gherkenstiffens that these scientists, believe me, if they had a vaccine that they thought they could approve of and ready to go, they would say, oh, it's right here.
Yes.
If they had it, they would say it. I guarantee you they want to be done with this. Don't you think they're working as hard as they can to get this finished?
Yeah, and don't you think they would like to get it out as quickly as possible also? I mean.
Right. And they don't even have any stock options.
According to the Post, Trump's goading has propelled the FDA to speed up its approval process for the vaccine. The agency is now expected to clear the vaccine by the end of today instead of tomorrow, as previously planned. Experts warn that Trump's efforts to compel the FDA to accelerate the vaccine approval process could only increase public mistrust in the vaccine. Yeah.
And it's kind of warranted.
Wait, Trump is ramming this through? I'm not taking it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if Fauci says take it, I'll take it. But I'm sure there are going to be people out there who are like, I'm not taking this vaccine.
I mean, it's crazy. People deserve better than this shit, man. This is insane.
Nahid Bhadelia?
Yes.
Associate professor of medicine at Boston University, medical director of Boston Medical Center. Special Pathogens Unit. Ooh.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, that's my favorite Law and Order.
The president is creating political theater around the release of vaccines, and it doesn't help anyone, he says.
It doesn't. Wow. How weird.
If anything, by creating the appearance that he is making FDA release vaccines under political duress, he is only making a segment of the public lose trust in the approval process by sticking his big, fat, orange tinted nose into the stuff. People are now saying, well, I don't trust this process if this is all political, just for him to be able to lick his own hole.
What a horrible image. But is that what we're gonna have? One, a Trump vaccine And then we'll have a Biden vaccine. A Trump vaccine. I mean, this is not some weird approval.
Pfizer and Moderna both are like, this is not a Trump vaccine. By the way, everyone.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
and Trump's like, it's totally a Trump vaccine.
But the, if Trump pushes through this vaccine, is there a part of you that would want to wait until there was something? Does it bother you that he's pushing it through?
Well, I don't understand why. What the day is. Like, if they were planning on doing it tomorrow, why is Meadows calling him up and saying it better be done by the end of today?
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, what do they have planned for tonight's news dump? What's happening tonight in the news dump that they want to create a flash grenade and they want to be able to say, hey, look, I personally approved, I forced the FDA to get off their lazy scientific asses and to approve this vaccine.
Yeah.
And... Well, that makes me wonder what's going to happen tonight.
PP tape.
What's going to be announced PP that they tape. Did or he did.
Yeah.
That's not going to be popular and he's going to
right
want to create some. Who's he? Is he announcing his 500,000 pardons at this time?
Yeah.
That they're killing forests of trees to print up.
Yeah. It's not going to be PP tape. It's going to be that. That sucks. Oh.
So strap in for the.
Oh, God.
These guys are...
Happy fucking Friday.
Friday
man.
News dumps Jeez. Have been amazing in this administration, so let's see.
Yay.
Over the Drudge Report, picture of Trump, it says 40 days, 40 nights. That's what we got left, everybody.
Can someone, and I mean this in the nicest way possible, drug him or something? You know what I mean? Just like...
This is the Trib.
Give him a sedative.
Chicago Tribune. When I say the Trib, I know there's Tribunes elsewhere. I grew up in Chicago.
Yeah.
So you had the Sun Times or you had the Tribune or were the two big papers.
And I'll tell you the difference. I like the Tribune better, but they are sadists.
In the way that the paper's
folded. You cannot switch stories on the fucking train.
Same here. The quality, I liked the Tribune better and the columnists and everything, but the Sun Times was less lengthwise and you could open it like a magazine, like a big tall magazine.
I'm serious.
You had to fold the Tribune. I don't know if it's still that
way. It's more conservative.
Yeah.
It's the more conservative of the paper.
Is it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I guess it was when the Wrigley's had it and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. But it's just that design.
I don't know who owns it anymore.
It's the design. I don't know why the Tribune just never did it. They just should admit that the competing paper has a better design and that their design, the Chicago Tribune, is truly designed for people that are cutters or something, that like to experience
frustration. Well, it hasn't changed in 100 years.
And discomfort. Yeah. I mean, it's like...
When you would take it home and read it and put down the table and stuff like that. But
it's like origami. It really is. It continue on page Q28C. And
that's
it's like,
another thing, yeah. In section 4, Q28C.
Oh, I made a swan, you fucks. Why is your paper that fucking complicated?
I'm shitting on the... Chicago
I'm
Tribune.
Sorry, I am. I really am. And you know I don't hate your politics at all. It's just what do you do your paper like that? All that great content.
The column says from Rex Hupke at the Chicago Tribune. Chicago. Oh
yeah, shit.
Holy shit. God I fell back damn. Into it already.
Andy Sipowicz.
Crybaby Trump has gone. Oh, look what they're doing here. Cuckoo as in COUP.
Oh boy.
Get it? Coup?
Shit.
Staging a coup? Cuckoo? Ha ha. Ha ha.
That's some funny shit.
Crybaby Trump has gone cuckoo and GOP nods along. Call it what it is. Crazy, stupid, and dangerous.
Jesus.
Well, you know, yeah.
God, nice writing. Very concise and entertaining.
I wonder if he answers this. Cruz is a smart Ted Cruz. He's referring to is smart and had to know what would happen. Why does he and others, such as Senator Lindsey Graham, debase himself over and over again at the altar of a man so clearly destined to be condemned by history?
Oh, well.
Oh, they don't answer it.
Are we discussing what we think might be the answer?
I can't. It's got to be They've got something. He's got something on him.
That's what I was going to say.
I mean, what else could it be?
Shelby?
Especially Cruz. I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. They must have something on him. Both of them or something.
The time for lame excuses, like we just need to give Trump room to work through his loss and tacit approval of frivolous lawsuits. The president has every right to pursue all legal avenues is over. Everyone, Republicans, Democrats, pundits, preachers, citizens, editorial boards, shop clerks, CEOs, needs to stand up and call this colossally stupid coup porn what it is. Dangerous, idiotic nonsense. Trump is not frustrated or venting. He is a whiny, sore loser willing to burn our democracy to the ground. Ooh, yeah. Look at the trib.
Oh, fuck. Well, hey, the Republicans, come get your guy then. It's their responsibility. It's their guy. They should come get their fuckhead.
Who is this?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Time to come get fuckhead.
What's this guy's name?
Pieces
again?
Of like shit.
This writing.
It's great.
Rex Hupke.
He's right.
It's
done. We have to be done fucking around with this because this is dangerous shit.
The people testifying at Bizarro World hearings held by Trump attorney and COVID-19 super spreader Rudy Giuliani are not patriotic, but misinformed souls. They're people being willfully stupid, and they deserve every bit of ridicule they get as their unhinged, conspiracy-filled ramblings become viral sensations.
I mean, it's not like they're hearings. It's like they're doing like Kook Fest tour.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's Kook Fest tour.
But that's going to require people currently renting apartments in Crazy Town to break their leases and cross back over to Saneville. We need Republicans to acknowledge reality and douse the fires Trump is continuing to set. We need to call the election denialism being ginned up exactly what it is, unacceptable by any measure.
Yeah.
Good writing.
Right. I don't have much confidence in the Republicans ever doing the right thing, though. I mean, we can ask them to, I guess, but they don't give a fuck. They don't fucking care. I mean, you know, the only, I don't know. Do they give a shit? The Republicans.
100 and some of them don't.
Not even in the right way. It's not like they're apathetic.
Yeah,
they're
we
for
think,
it.
We think that the Supreme Court should hear that case from Texas. And more and more people coming out and saying, like, go reading through these arguments from this in this Texas lawsuit. They're like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Yeah. They're flimsy.
And it's also riddled with mistakes, too.
How embarrassing. I mean, just think about it. If this is the document.
I mean, not like Sidney Powell level mistakes.
Right.
I mean, like interpretations of the law mistakes, that kind of thing. Not like spelling errors and
stuff. Well, it could be both. I don't fucking know. And these people are fucking crazy. And like, what do they tell their constituents?
Who?
Like these people supporting this lawsuit. Like, Matt Gaetz is supporting this shit, right?
Sure.
Well,
walk downtown.
Okay.
And ask 10 people.
Okay.
If they think that Biden won the election. What do you think you're going to get?
I don't know. But I want to ask Matt Gaetz. Why
here
he
in
thinks
Northwest Florida.
Matt Gaetz, why are you wasting your time with this bullshit?
I don't think he listens.
Do you not listen to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, podcasting app? What the fuck? Why are you supporting this bullshit?
It is Faithless Friday, y'all. Welcome.
Yeah. God, we have the worst politicians in Florida. I mean,
did you see the old Marco was trending today? Because that scumbag is jumping on the lawsuit bandwagon,
oh,
it sounds
shame
like.
Shame on you, foam party. Shame on you.
Let me see. Little Marco was trending on the Twitter.
Let's just call that what it is. A white supremacy wacko movement. That's exactly what that shit is. Fuck that. It's insane. Grow up, fuckheads. Jesus. Take your signs out of your fucking lawn, man. Ugh.
Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner are currently in the final stages of purchasing their plot of land in an exclusive enclave nicknamed Billionaire Bunker near Miami Beach, Florida.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That's so great. A plot of land?
They can't go back to New York.
What is it with people that have to buy a plot of land and build a house? There are so many houses for sale. Why do we have all this new fucking construction? There's plenty of fucking places out there. Am I wrong?
Here's what Marco said 8 hours ago.
Yeah.
This is our senator.
God damn.
According to the left and their partners in the legacy media, the Supreme Court was the appropriate place to legalize abortion and redefine marriage, but it has no business taking up claims regarding a presidential election.
Jeez. God.
No, it has no business taking up warrantless claims.
In
a presidential election, you fuck.
I mean, it's...
Just because you feel like it doesn't mean that the Supreme Court should take this case.
And why?
Just because a lot of assholes want it to happen doesn't make it legal or have any factual basis.
Why is it ethical for a lawyer to try a case that he knows is totally caca shit fucks?
Well, I don't understand. I guess it's really hard to discipline lawyers and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
I bet.
Because they're all scumbags and circle the wagons and shit like this.
Well, wait. Wasn't Matt Gaetz disbarred for that thing for threatening Michael Cohen with that tweet? Or, you know, he was like, I'm going to tell your family about your girlfriend.
No, they looked into it.
But they did not disbar him.
No. Here in Florida?
But that was clearly, he was
you
threatening.
You think his dad?
He did it in broad daylight.
Looking through his files and like, what do I have on this guy? What do I have on that guy?
But he did it in broad daylight.
You're
going to
disbar my crotch spawn?
But like, how do you deny he did that?
He didn't deny doing it. He apologized. They just denied that it was worthy of
disbarment.
Though untoward, it was unworthy. It was not bad enough to warrant disbarment.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The lot, which is just shy of 2 acres and sits on Biscayne Bay, was listed at $31.8 million.
Jesus Christ.
The couple offered somewhere in the range of $28 to $30 million. The sale's pending under contract, meaning the buyer's offer has been accepted by the seller, who happens to be Julio Iglesias, legendary Spanish singer.
Oh my God. God, I'd be so mad at you. Oh, I would be so mad if I lived in this neighborhood. You know who my neighbor is? He's great. Julio Iglesias. He's the nicest guy ever. Cool as fuck. Oh, the Kushners are moving in. Are you shitting me?
To all the girls I loved before.
But who?
I wandered in and out my door.
I wonder who has to be, you know, Ivanka's neighbor now. You had Julio Iglesias. Now you have Jarvanker. That sucks.
It's an ultra private village, as described by Indian Creek Island is one of Miami's most private and sought after neighborhoods, frequented by net high worth individuals seeking privacy.
Ultra high net worth dick.
Who during her career sold more than $3 billion worth of real estate. So she gets even 5%. And she's made like $150 million.
Who?
This real estate agent.
Damn.
Who sold all these luxury...
Bungalows.
Houses to these assholes.
Are these lots or houses? I mean, do you build your own house?
She said the extreme security measures enjoyed by the residents is one of the main reasons wealthy people are willing to pay in the tens of millions for a piece of land and views of the water surrounding it.
We have a paramilitary unit.
Waters that are monitored around the clock by armed private security.
They do. They do have a paramilitary unit. Jesus. Hey, everybody, be real careful of these white guys. They are real nervous about their neighborhoods.
Oh, got the security gate at the entrance, and 24/7 patrol serves as a way to ensure only homeowners, their guests, and members enter the island. This is a crucial reason that celebrities such as Julio Iglesias, Adriana Lima, Carol Icahn, Jeffrey Soffer, Eddie Lambert, and Peter Breton, amongst others, have lived there.
Wow, you're in good
company. I don't
know
who all those people are, by the way.
Right.
As daughter and as advisor Donald Trump, last 4 years, Ivanka Trump can no longer live in obscurity. Blah, 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 blah. But
live wherever the fuck you want. I mean, I don't know. It's
well, the other,
not my fault.
The other allegation is that little Marco is up for re-election in 2 years.
Okay.
And that Ivanka may be putting down roots.
Oh, shut up.
Ivanka or Jared
up.
May
shut
be putting down roots here to run for Senate.
No, please. No. I don't like any of that. That sucks. Fuck that.
I'm really happy to be here.
All of a sudden, I was like, I'm so thankful for Rick Scott.
Oh, God.
Come on, Florida, vote better, you fucks. My God. It's not, it is not harder to much, it's not harder to vote better than we have been voting. It's not, we're voting like shit. You can vote a little better.
Well, we're not, but there are many who are.
Stop voting like shit. God. Little Marco.
Marco Rubio.
Useless.
Little Marco.
Why doesn't Andrew Yang, fuck New York. New York is fine. New York will be fine. You know what I mean? New York is going to be just fine. Do you know?
Andrew Yang running for mayor?
Yeah. Don't worry
about
it.
You don't approve?
No. Come to Florida and run for governor against what's-his-face.
Oh, he won't win.
Please.
No. I mean, he might. He's got a really good populist message that when it really gets out to people and people listen to him, it makes total fucking sense.
Andrew Yang, if you...
Especially that $1,000 a month part.
Yeah.
I would argue too, but you know.
Listen, fix Florida and your whole thing is sold to the planet. If you can fix Florida, anything's possible.
Yeah. I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. It is done.
Jeez.
Paula White's from in Florida.
Right, right.
We got a lot of uphill climb.
Oh yes.
Also in the news.
Yes.
That was the HuffPo. Let's see, with the Drudge report. The headline at the HuffPo was that Trump's bullshit on the vaccine approval isn't helping.
Right.
Because it's actually making people questioned even more.
Yeah, he's making it worse. I mean,
I did the Drudge headline, 40 days, 40 nights.
I mean, it's whenever he engages is the thing about him. Anything he does. Who said that? Anything he touches turns to fucking shit.
Book, everything, Rick Wilson, everything Trump touches dies.
It's true. That is so fucking true.
Yeah. We do have elsewhere in the news.
Yes.
Good news?
Oh, okay. Sure.
State prosecutors in Manhattan have interviewed several employees at President Trump's bank and insurance broker in recent weeks.
Damn!
Significantly escalating an investigation into the president that he is powerless to stop.
Oh, shit.
The interviews with people who work for the Deutsche Bank.
Nine!
And the insurance brokerage Aon are the latest indication that once Trump leaves office, he still faces the potential threat of criminal charges that would be beyond the reach of federal pardons.
This is what is going to happen. And I know, please, I don't know who, what God I need to pray to make this happen, but I want him to leave the White House. And as he steps off the curb, you know, the cops show up, they cuff his ass. You're under arrest, motherfucker.
No, he's talking about leaving. Allegedly, he's talking about leaving on Air Force One to Mar-a-Lago and then having a rally. His first 2024 rally while Biden's inauguration is going on.
You know, I don't know.
Which will probably be socially distanced and not sparsely attended, which is the smart thing to do, et cetera, et cetera.
Of course.
Trump is going to be packed with waddlers.
Please, I don't do that to Florida, please. Because when he came to Pensacola, there was a spike.
Yeah.
There was a corona spike.
And hate crime spikes everywhere he goes.
Just stop it.
Remains unclear whether the office of the Manhattan District Attorney, Cyrus Vance Jr., will ultimately bring charges, but prosecutors have been fighting in court for more than a year to obtain Trump's personal and corporate tax returns,
yeah,
which they call central to their investigation. The issue still rests with the Supreme Court, but Vance's office lately has stepped up its efforts, right, issuing new subpoenas and questioning witnesses, including some before a grand jury, according to people with knowledge of the matter.
I have this fantasy of what goes on in these prosecutors' offices. There's people there that every day they get up in the morning, they're like, more than anything, what I want to do is I want to drag Trump into jail. I want to get this guy. I would hope there are people in the Justice Department that think like that. I would imagine there are, right?
Probably.
You know?
Grand jury rules grand jury rules require secrecy.
Oh,
prosecutors
shit.
Have disclosed little about the focus of the inquiry, nothing about what investigative steps they've taken, but earlier this year they suggested in court papers that they were examining possible insurance tax and bank related fraud.
Well, what?
I'm sure all of the above in Trump's corporate dealings.
The thing is, to be honest, if you're not a lawyer, really, all of that just sounds like, he's basically being investigated for everything.
Yeah.
I mean, so, okay. Right.
Which is probably a wise move. I mean,
you're bound to find something. You
probably don't have to look far.
Right, right. I imagine Eric Trump isn't like a hard nut to crack, I would think.
Right.
Or his kids. His kids will flip on him, right?
On Trump?
Do you think?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
The banker would. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Donald.
Don Jr. might wake up one day and be like,
yeah,
fuck this asshole. Yeah. Fuck you, Dad, for not loving me.
Kimberly Guilfoyle will talk him into it, though. She will.
Don't take your eyes off my tits.
It is Faithless Friday.
Jeebus.
Thanks for listening.
President Kimberly Guilfoyle. Do you think we'll ever see that?
Absolutely not. President of?
Of America.
No.
Imagine if we had 5 million. What about 10 million? Which shouldn't be too much to ask for a weekend and for the 80 million Trump supporters. We got to show up, guys.
She wants 10 million people to show up in DC this weekend to prevent Biden. to prevent Biden from being inaugurated.
God, you asshole. We've all been staying at home basically since goddamn March, you fucking asshole.
Imagine if we had 5 million. What about 10 million? Which shouldn't be too much to ask for a weekend and for the 80 million Trump supporters. We got to show up, guys. We got 42 days till this clown in a suit might potentially be inaugurated.
Biden, a clown in a suit.
Might potentially be inaugurated. Might potentially be inaugurated.
Till this clown in a suit might potentially be inaugurated. We can't let that happen. You can't let that happen. I will die before that happens. That is not going to happen on our watch.
Oh, here we go. Uh-oh.
Hey, listen, don't make promises. I mean, Biden's going to be president, okay? Don't be dead.
I never did the story about you saw that the Arizona GOP retweeted.
No, I don't know.
At one point it was something like, let me see if I can find what they exactly said. They retweeted someone who was like, I'm willing to die for this president. Meaning Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm willing to die.
Yay.
And the Arizona GOP retweeted and was like, you know, are you or something like God. That. This guy is willing. Are you? It was really creepy.
Yeah. No, nobody is. And you guys are crazy. I mean, these are radicalized fuckheads.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
I think there's a fly.
Fly.
Arizona Republican Party. And this is like the whole state, the AZGOP.
Yeah, yeah.
Official Twitter account on Monday, this happened, shared a post from Ali Alexander, an activist with an organization called Stop the Steal.
Oh, my God.
Protesting election results.
Ugh.
Alexander wrote, "I'm willing to give my life for this fight." When.
This dog is losing his shit over this fly.
When sharing his comment, the GOP asked their followers, "He is, are you?
God, are you cultists?"
The party then posted a clip from the movie Rambo, highlighting the quote, "This is what we do, who we are, live for nothing, we die for something." I'm not sure that was Rambo who said that, but...
Yeah, yeah, I mean...
John J. Rambo, go fuck yourself. Freedom.
These people really have to calm down, man.
A handful of users replied they were indeed willing to give their lives to the cause, but the majority of respondents, including voters, lawmakers, and pundits, declared the post as the latest escalation in violent rhetoric this campaign season.
You know, sometimes there's some situations you just hope these people just keep their shit together. You know, I mean, I don't know if that's what we're seeing or they're losing their shit.
I'm willing to die.
Yeah, that guy really needs to. I don't know what he needs.
Well, yeah.
Just chill out, dumb fuck. I mean, think about that. Do you think Donald Trump is willing to die for you?
Yeah.
Fuck no. God. He doesn't give a shit about you.
We've got a Democrat firing back at these seditionist fuckwittles of the Republican Party.
Good.
Who the 126 Republicans who hate democracy.
You guys are fucking insane.
Representative Bill Pascrell of New Jersey believes Section 3 of the 14th Amendment should be invoked to keep the 126 Republicans from holding office for their attempt to attack the text and spirit of the Constitution, which each member swears to uphold and defend.
There we go. That's a great solution.
Today, I'm calling on House leaders to refuse to seat any members. Remember, this is the Democrats. Nancy could say, "We're not seating you."
What does that mean?
You're not in Congress. I have the right to say no. Fuck off.
Then what happens?
New election or somebody gets appointed or something like that.
And like... shit.
And the shit hits the fan.
Right.
He said, "Today I'm calling on House leaders to refuse to seat any members trying to overturn the election and make Donald Trump an unelected dictator."
Thank you. Yes, that is a good solution.
This is what we need. We need more of this shit.
That's right.
Section 3, he then continues, "Section 3 of the 14th Amendment was written after the Civil War to bar from government any traitors who would seek to destroy the Union."
Yeah, we're right. These people are wrong. They're doing the wrong thing.
"My letter to House leadership today demands that 126 Republicans and counting are violating the Constitution."
Yeah.
Good for this guy.
Right.
We like Representative Pascrell.
I mean, it's just nuts.
And it's just so blatant and stupid.
Yeah. And sad. It's so disturbing that why are you doing this right now? We're in the middle of a pandemic. Why are you putting our country through this bullshit when all these people are dying, you pieces of fucking shit? Why is Matt Gaetz putting one ounce of his fucked up Nazi energy into this shit? He should be doing something for the people of his district with coronavirus. Right? I mean, is that crazy? Shouldn't he be doing that?
One of our newspapers here in the state of Florida, one of the bigger ones, Orlando Sentinel, has now apologized in a scathing write-up of Representative Michael Waltz, who has signed on to this latest lawsuit bullshit.
Oh, a representative.
He's one of the 126. And the Orlando Sentinel is apologizing to their readers for having endorsed him.
Damn. It's crazy what they're doing.
They denounced him for supporting a lawsuit brought by Texas attempting to overturn the election outcomes in Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. We apologize to our readers for endorsing Michael Waltz in the 2020 general election for Congress. We had no idea, had no way of knowing at the time that Waltz was not committed to democracy.
Damn.
Good. We need more of this.
Yeah. Let's go get them. I mean,
these assholes need to be shamed.
Right. And they're
not
stupid.
Coddled and not, well, they have every right to follow their legal recourse. No, they fucking don't. Not if there's no evidence.
Yeah. And there's no reason. There's no reason. We can't get outsmarted by right wing nut jobs. They just aren't going to win. They are stupid. They're dumb.
That's awesome. So trending now on the Twitter, 14th Amendment.
Yeah.
Democrat wants to use civil war law about traitors to ban 126 Republicans from being seated. Good. She should threaten that. She should float that. Scare the shit out of these motherfuckers. Just like fucking Mitch McConnell would do.
It means they unseat them, means they're just kicked out of Congress.
You refuse to seat them. You're not welcome here.
Right.
Fuck off. We're not seating you. Send us someone else.
And would Mitch McConnell do the same thing? Would he unseat the Democrats?
Well, once they're there, you can't unseat them.
Yeah.
Would he refuse to accept the new Democrats? I don't know what the rules are in the Senate. I don't know if they can do the same thing in the Senate.
I mean, you know, we're learning all kinds of shit these days about the government that you just don't know anything about. Why do we have to certify?
She should
the
float that though. She should say we're looking into it. Scare the shit out of those motherfuckers.
Why wouldn't they be looking into it? I mean, it's what it is, right?
Breaking news: Devin Nunes has COVID.
Oh, that sucks. What about his cow?
Thoughts and prayers. We wish him the best.
What of his cow?
I hope his cow's well.
Yeah.
We like his cow.
Right. Devin Nunes, I can deal with that. I mean, I don't mean like, good luck, get well soon. I mean, you know, good luck with everything.
moving along. Strain on our civility.
Yeah, I know. Yay.
Well,
he'll probably get good treatment, right? He'll get that special. He'll get the adrenochrome plus the steroids, correct?
Yeah, he might.
Right.
He might get the better treatment like Rudy got.
Yeah, yeah. Here's four infants.
The monoclonal antibodies.
Yes.
Crazy.
Vibranium.
We do have also in the news.
Yes.
The dog is.
What's the name of the Jedi stuff in the blood? What is that? Do you know what that is?
Midichlorians? Yep. Something like that?
Right. I wonder if that would help. Yeah. Might.
This is sad.
Yes.
For this Faithless Friday show.
Okay.
This is a poll.
This just in.
And it makes me weep.
Fuck.
Inside. Pew Research Center released results of a new international survey focused on biotech research. But inside are a couple of charts that are... Oh, thank you. The dog kicked her bed off of the chair. I wanted to draw your attention to a couple charts about the acceptance of evolution.
Okay.
The understanding of which is a prerequisite to knowing how gene editing technology works. If you understand evolution, you're more likely to accept biotechnology advances. You understand how this shit works.
Yeah, yeah. Who doesn't get with, who's not with evolution?
Well, I guess it is Faithless Friday, Ryan.
Jabez.
It's the friendly atheist says, just look how religious and religiously unaffiliated people differ in their acceptance of evolution in various countries, especially the giant gap that appears between people in the United States of America, between Yay. Christians and sane people.
Hell yeah, baby! Fuck your
these
monkeys!
Are evolution-denying Christians.
I didn't come from the scums of orangutans!
In Spain, which is religious and Jesus is, fuck.
Zutalor.
93% of everybody, all or 87% of all adults acknowledge the fact of evolution.
Well,
I'm not going to say believe in evolution.
87%, that's like here though, right? Is it must be. Come on.
Unaffiliated, religiously unaffiliated in España, 93%.
Oui, oui.
Christians, 86% of the Christians
well,
in Spain. You know why?
Why?
Because Catholics.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly. And the Catholics are down with evolution. Catholics are not young earth creationists. They're not Bible literalists. I'm not apologizing for the Catholics.
No, no,
I
no.
escaped.
The Catholics.
Diddle free, by the way.
Oh, congratulate. Please hit the applause. Applause from the studio audience.
That I escaped?
Yeah.
That I was a homely little child?
No, well, you didn't get got by those horrible priests.
Spain, Sweden, 82%.
Well, and also the Catholics are very drunk. I mean, not to generalize, but Catholics drink and you're able to, you know, like section off things. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
You can accept this nuttiness over here because you're fucked up.
But here in the United States, 89% of non-religious people accept evolution. What's okay. wrong with the other 11%?
They're fuckheads. They also believe the earth is flat.
But only
and here's some colloidal silver.
54% of Christians here in the United States. That's 46% of Christians, which are most of the people in the United States, identify as Christians.
But
still.
That's why they're the problem. Of course. You know what? They are always the problem. And we always say, if only they could keep their fucking bullshit religion out of our back fucking yard. And they cannot. They can't. They're colossal fucknuts. They don't know how to do that.
In fact, Spain wins for the percentage of adults that believe that that understand the fact of evolution.
Yay! Yeah,
Spain, Sweden,
yeah.
Czech Republic, France. I'm going in order. Germany, Netherlands, Italy, the UK, Russia, Poland. That was in Europe. In order by Europe. I apologize.
You know,
The Americas, Canada.
We
is 15 points ahead of us.
God damn. Can we win at something? Can we win at not being stupid? Or we can't. We're stupid. I'm so tired of being stupid.
Brazil's bad. 51%.
God.
Believe in evolution only.
Why, though? I mean, what do they think happened, though? They don't believe in evolution. So what happened?
But remember, those, again, are of the people that identify as such. I don't know.
Right.
I'm sure Brazil is very,
so did,
very Catholic.
So did,
but I don't know why they would vote. But
so did Eve. Did Adam have a mountain goat pull a rib out of his fucking side and then out popped Eve?
No, God did that.
Oh, okay. I'm not. Oh, God could have done it with the mountain
goat. God did the surgery. Well, he could have used a goat. Sure.
Right.
Use the horn.
Does God ever let these guys have sex with these women, or they are artificially inseminated through his Jesusness? With Adam and Eve, I mean, they had a baby, right? They had Cain and Abel. Is that correct?
Right. And then Cain and Abel went and got women from the land of Nod.
Right. But
it's not mentioned.
But did they have coitus, or did God intervene with Joseph?
I think there was fucking involved. I mean,
why did God do that to Joseph? Not let him have sex with his wife, and you know, he had the magic instead. Why would you do that?
Well, because it was his son.
Okay.
He wanted to send to nail up on a cross 33 years later.
Why can't he find his own person for that?
Why Jeez. Have to do it?
know.
Why not just say, okay, I forgive you all?
Hey, thanks, God. All of a sudden,
instead
hey,
of sending his son to go through horrible torture and death and
talk
come
about
back,
forced birth.
None of it makes sense.
It's forced birth. Your God made you pregnant. Did Mary have a way to get. Listen, Mary did not consent. She just woke up fucking knocked up by God. And why are you winking?
Because Joseph believed every word of it, that his virgin wife.
Are you saying someone of the earth, a mortal man, actually knocked up Mary and not,
I'm
not
suggesting
Jesus or
that
God?
Could be a possibility.
Wow. Well, that really
can't be ruled out.
That's going to blow a lot of people's brains. You know, it's going to blow their minds. Wow. You're really fucking with my reality.
So there you go. Our country.
We're stupid as
this,
fuck.
Here's where your religiosity does negatively affect.
Yeah.
Because if we've got to deal with your young earth creation bullshit.
Right.
Denying science. For the sole reason that you've got to make your reality conform to whatever your 2,000-year-old, 4,000 or 5,000-year-old goat herder's handbook to the magic in the sky.
And it's not even like, why are there so many different versions of your fucking Bible? If it's so sacred, why is there the Good News Bible? Why is there the King James, the Holy Book Bible, the Peace of the Word Bible?
Well, look, Joseph Smith said, I want to fuck young girls Bible.
Yes. Oh, right. Uman and Thuman told me to go marry,
Many
a
young
bunch
girls.
Of teenagers. Are we that stupid? I mean, do we bet?
No, we're not Mormons. I don't get it. We don't get it, people. And if you're brought up in that religion, you know, I understand a little more if it's what you're brought up with.
No,
if you convert later in life, of which I've known people too that become Mormons later, although they became Mormons to get married.
Yeah, you know, my friend was raised Mormon and he's out of all that shit now. You know, he doesn't fuck with it anymore. And it doesn't matter.
It's initials. TJ?
No.
I thought he was back.
Yeah, he is. I don't know what his status is.
Oh, a different guy?
Yeah, you know, and he's a great guy, and I could just see, like, in high school, how that religion would torture you, you know, and it's because rocks talked out of hats, and some pedophile wanted to make some money. I'm trying to have a deeper understanding.
Well, and it wasn't all that long ago that they were like, well, you know, I guess we can accept that blacks are human.
Yay!
It wasn't that long ago.
Shit!
For the Mormon church.
You know what? That's the problem with the coronavirus. The coronavirus is testing our humanity, and we are just fucking failing. That's all it is. If you could just wear a mask and look out for other people a little bit, we wouldn't all be dying so much.
Right.
But fuck that.
Speaking of fuck that, joining.
Ooh.
Speaking of nut jobbery in this country.
Hello.
We now have joining the pile of seditious amicus briefs being filed on this ridiculous Texas lawsuit.
Jesus. Seditious.
There are now two fake states that have joined.
Fake states?
These are some of these seditionist assholes who want a new California and a new Nevada.
Great. Okay.
Two pseudo-states filed an amicus brief backing the Texas lawsuit seeking to overturn the election. In a 13-page brief filed with the SCOTUS, quote, New California State and New Nevada State.
Okay. That's it.
These are like sovereign citizens who have decided to declare themselves
Nevada
their own state.
And then New Nevada, and they'll be their own country.
They argue they are, quote, directly impacted by the arbitrary and capricious changes in election laws and procedures occur with unfortunate regularity in the United States of in the current states of California and Nevada.
Jeez.
New California State and New Nevada State are movements seeking to form new states from rural counties. They want to get rid of the Browns
you know,
that are in their in their state.
Absolutely. You know how you handle this? You need the president to come on the horn and say, listen, motherfuckers, secede if you want. As soon as you do that, we are lighting your shit up and you will be sorry.
New California declared its independence in 2018 in an effort to become 51st state. Their legal brief filed argues that in-person and absentee votes were unconstitutionally handled differently across counties in California and Nevada.
Right.
It also alleged that those who registered to vote on election day were treated differently than those who registered 30 days before the election.
But these dumb fucks think they need to take it upon themselves for whatever New California is to secede from America. These guys have figured it out, right? Okay, good.
The brief was filed by Robert E. Thomas III, chairman of the New Nevada State Movement.
I'm Captain Dumbfuck.
Whereas the state of Texas is talking about their injury in theory, we have been injured in fact, he says, by the arbitrary actions of this case, Governor Newsom in California, Jesus, who is acting as a dictator and not even consulting the legislature, and Governor Sisolak in Nevada also are not consulting the legislature and is acting very arbitrarily.
Because, the hospitals are full. And so we're trying to fucking not have a hospital.
So two groups of new state LARPers have decided.
Oh, fine.
To enter in.
Fine. Create your country. Have a ball.
Good
luck. Build some hospitals. Buy some ventilators.
Yeah. Wait till we put up a border wall right next to your fucking stupid state, and you have no more revenue. No more of that tax revenue. Yeah. From that big fucking city with all those brown people that you hate.
And maybe we'll invade you and just take
good
your
luck.
Fucking shit.
No, we don't want it. Fuck them.
Right.
Fuck them.
Right. But I.
Rural counties in California, Nevada?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
I mean, that's what do they do?
Except for the great liberals that are listening to us that are in those areas. I've lived in rural counties.
Fuck you. They almost, it's almost a solution because, like, how do we live with these people?
Well, that's what Rush Limbaugh was talking about.
Yeah. He's not wrong. It is like you can't reason. I mean, if your political views involve you seeing people as not people, then, I don't know what I'm supposed to say to you.
Well, and it requires some of the Republican leadership to actually, be decent human beings for 10 micro fucking seconds every once in a while.
And it has to be more than just Mittens.
Yeah.
Mittens. It has to be more than that, fuck.
I'm outraged.
We know, but Mittens, we know you, and we saw the tape. We didn't forget. We know how you feel about people. So go fuck yourself. And fuck you. It needs to be someone else. That's not going to do it. That Mittens Romney isn't going to be able to reach those lunatics.
We do have... Did you see Tulsi fucking Gabbard,
yes,
asshole?
Fuck her. What a stupid
talking, cause. Running for the president, pretending that she was a big LGBTQ ally. And now on her way out... she introduced legislation that would clarify Title IX to prevent transgender women from competing in women's sports and activity.
Yes. How great. Good for you.
That's one of her important things that she feels she needs to do way out the door.
Right. And that only makes people hate transgender people. I mean, it's stupid. It's... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All that's doing is stirring up hate. The idea that gay people are taking something that's yours. Like we can't have transgender women taking our sports. It's so stupid. What boogeyman is she fighting in this instance? I really don't get it. It's stupid.
The term Adding to, I think this is Lynn Wood who helped write, you know, Trump's, Trump wanted to jump on.
Yeah.
This lawsuit.
Yeah. But it's, can he, I mean, it's a lawsuit.
Nine, unless this court grants expedited consideration and relief, requiring that the constitutional deficiencies be remedied almost immediately, it will be impossible to repair the election results tainted by illegally cast ballots before Ignoration Day.
Ignoration Day?
I-G-N-O-R-A-T-I-O-N.
We're funny.
Ignoration Day.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
No, they're not trying to. That's a legal brief that they fought, that Lynn Wood filed to the Supreme Court.
Is
they
it a
spelled
typo?
It wrong. Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were making a joke.
No,
like,
they're
ignorant.
Not being witty.
No, I thought it was like.
No, you know. Ignoration Day was last. That was 4 years ago.
It surely was. You know what's going to be sad? This time we won't have George Bush in that rain slicker. God damn, that was funny as fuck.
That's some crazy shit. Well, we don't know. It might rain.
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably not. I hope he doesn't go. He's elderly.
Yeah. Nobody's. Don't go to the inauguration. That's just sad. That's the legal brief that's supposed to overturn the election. That legal brief is going to take away the vote I cast for Biden. Is that correct?
I guess.
Okay. Great. Ooh.
Well, you know, all of those votes against that didn't vote for Trump should be questioned.
Oh, that's right.
That's the way the Republicans are working these days.
Did he not say that they? I heard we found some votes for Trump in a river or something, in a creek.
Oh, that was a bullshit too.
That's pretty funny.
So the final round of yesterday afternoon was the deadline.
Yay.
For the responding states, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin, to answer this ridiculous, stupid lawsuit from Texas.
Right.
And now all eyes are on the Supreme Court.
Right.
The this is even at the excuse me, at the Hill. It says Texas's unprecedented and widely panned effort.
God.
The consensus among election law experts is that the court will roundly reject the extraordinary request to invalidate Biden's win in four key battleground states.
Is this is this making it harder for Biden to do like transition shit? You know, like have these meetings and coordinate transition.
Yeah, well, yeah, and they're refusing to cooperate up and down. Even
with the stuff about the vaccine and coronavirus, sure. They're not even cooperating with that.
No, because what's his name said? Remember, Peter Alexander asked Trump.
Right.
This is a summit. Why aren't the experts from the incoming administration here?
Yes.
To show we're all working together and passing the torch. And Trump's like, because I won. Because there's not going to be a new administration. We won. We won. There was fraud everywhere. You know it. I know it. We know it.
God.
If the legal experts' predictions are all borne out and the court denies Texas's bid, one variable that could affect the timing of such a move is whether any of the nine justices plan to write a statement accompanying the order. So it might take a while if they want to opine.
You know, this, it makes our election mean less when they do this. I mean, this is not the goal. A great reflection on our process.
The Texas brief, let me see, came after the filing of amicus briefs from dozens of state attorneys general who carved out positions on either side of the dispute. So don't forget, there are 18 or 19 or 20 attorneys general that signed on with Team Treason.
Yeah.
But the I believe there's an equal, if not more, number of states that have said, that are, you've got to be fucking
that
kidding
are opposing.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's insane.
In two fairly recent instances, Justices Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito expressed disagreement over the colleague's dismissal in a pair of disputes over other things. So they're saying it opens the door for them to issue an injunction today if they're going to issue one. There was the final filing of a reply this morning, now clearing the way for the court to issue an order on its request for the preliminary injunction, perhaps later today. We don't see that happening yet.
An injunction would stop this.
The injunction would mean stop the certifications or something like that.
Of the election?
Yeah, that's what they want.
Oh, okay. I thought it was an injunction to stop the stupid lawsuit.
No, stop the...
Okay, I'm sorry.
They want an injunction to stop the election. Stop the
how do we
the
make
certification
these lawsuits
of these
stop?
Fraudulent... All right.
I mean, is there a way or you just can't, right?
No, you go after these lawyers who signed on to it.
Yeah.
With ethics violations because they know fucking well that they're baseless and moronic.
Right. It just seems the longer this shit goes on, the more volatile. And I mean,
so
just...
they're saying even if it's turned down, we may have to wait a day or two or till Monday for the, if they want to write something up.
God damn. It,
or disagree with it.
How
and
scary.
Write something up to bitch about it.
Shit.
But, or they could do what Alito did the other day and issue a one sentence denial. Be like, nope, the request is denied. So we shall see you there.
Oh, yes. Everything's fine.
Election law experts who accurately predicted the Pennsylvania emergency application would be rejected by SCOTUS say the Texas case will suffer a similar fate.
Damn! It'll all be for nothing.
A law professor said, writing on election law blog, said, I may need to take back what I said about Representative Kelly's Pennsylvania suit being the dumbest case I've ever seen filed on an emergency basis at the Supreme Court. This new one from the indicted Texas AG Kent Paxson probably should win that prize.
Yeah, he's indicted.
There's even a couple of Republicans. Was it Ben Sasse? I mean, you know, he's a rhino. They hate him. But he came out and said, you know, this guy's obviously looking for a pardon.
Yeah. He's
Ben Sasse, the sitting senator, said that.
Doing the
this
theater.
That this is crazy. It's a PR stunt.
And it's... I wonder if he thinks it got away from him, or is it going well for him?
He loves it. Now that all these states jumped on, he's, you know, if he loses, he doesn't, it's not going to harm him.
Yeah.
Trump loves him. He'll get his pardon.
Jesus. If that guy pulls this bullshit, nothing happens, whatever. But then he gets a pardon out of it. That sucks. That really sucks.
It's absolutely what's going to happen. Do you have any doubt that that's what's going to happen?
That is, sends a horrible message. Is it just, I know that's a dumb thing to say.
What good messages have we sent since January 2016?
Nothing. It's just another horrible message.
I concur.
Put it on the fucking pile.
Thanks for joining us this Faithless Friday, everybody.
You know what I marvel at?
Socially distance, wear masks, don't go places, don't get COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't get COVID.
Yeah.
It's not a good idea. There's some pastor, I should have pulled that story, but there's literally some pastor out there who's like, just go out and get it over with. Go get it.
That's so fucking stupid. That's insane.
Right.
You don't know what the side effects or the long-term effects are. And oh my God, man.
They're
don't be
assholes.
Fucking insane.
They're fucking selfish pork faces.
Yes.
I apologize to pork.
Right?
Penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object.
Hey.
Any noun. Or proper noun, I imagine.
I do have... It is Faithless Friday.
I was trying to think, what is a proper noun that is inanimate? I mean, I guess like a Grammy Award is a proper noun about an inanimate object. I mean, a Grammy Award.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So, you know, I was just by any...
Or Stonehenge.
Yeah.
Or the Eiffel Tower.
Right, that's true.
Or Shelby.
Oh,
well, she's
yeah,
not
yeah.
inanimate. She's
yeah.
animate.
Well, then all guess.
Liberals get pissed. This is CBS News.
Oh, yes.
Somebody went surfing.
Today.
Yeah.
A female tourist in the French Caribbean territory of St. Martin was killed by a shark.
Oh, God.
Shocking many in the Eastern Caribbean region, where experts say such attacks are extremely rare.
Oh, shit. Oh, that is my fucking nightmare.
The government spokesman told the Associated Press it's the first time in the territory's recent history that a fatal attack had been reported.
Well, now it has, motherfucker. Now it fucking has.
The victim, a 38-year-old French woman, was on sabbatical in St. Martin.
Oh, my God.
Died after having her leg torn off in the attack about 500 feet from shore.
God damn. This is horrible. We have to do something about these fucking sharks.
The attack happened in Orient Bay, a popular beach in the northeastern part of the island.
A little less popular, maybe.
That St. Martin shares with the Dutch Caribbean territory of St. Martin with two A's.
If you live there, you should think about not going in the water. You really should.
Shortly afterward, the government announced a 48-hour ban on swimming and water sports at all beaches.
Oh, hey, sharks, hi. I'm going to tell all my other shark buddies. Hang out for 2 days. Then it's, you know, it's a buffet.
There's only been one unprovoked and non-fatal bite reported in St. Martin ever before in 2005.
Right.
Overall, there have been 34 unprovoked bites in the Caribbean since 2000, four of which have been fatal. The most common shark species in the area are Caribbean reef sharks and nurse sharks, which don't pose a risk. They said that tiger sharks and bull sharks do occasionally appear as well.
Occasionally. The tiger sharks, like, you know, unprovoked. You swam through my house, motherfucker. Of course I bit you.
One shark expert said he's surprised about the attack. It's pretty unusual in that part of the world.
Well, fuck. Then put it down on your chart, fucker. It's less unusual now, isn't it?
Well, listen to this.
Isn't it, fuckface?
You're going to be amazed by this scientific observation by this expert. We see a very strong correlation between shark bites and the number of people in the water. Wow.
I guess you guys don't have a lot of those.
I wonder if they spent millions on that research.
You got any walking sharks out there? You got a land shark?
We see a high correlation.
Everybody, if you get in the water, you're more likely to get bitten by a motherfucking shark. Thank you. Thank you, Harvard.
There you go. When animals get pissed, everybody.
Damn, man. That is, you know, it never happens. I don't understand. It never happens. It never happens. And then it fucking happens.
In that area of the world, I guess.
Right.
It very, very seldom happens.
A little less seldom.
Rare shark attack, they're calling it.
Not as rare as you might think.
Didn't we talk about this one?
I don't know.
I'm not sure if this is the same one from that we talked about, but there's an update regardless. This is Cole Harrington.
Cole Harrington
was dangling his legs off of his surfboard.
Fucking shit!
So they're saying it's a great walk. This is off the coast of Oregon.
There's so many things to do in Oregon. I've never been. I've never been to Oregon. You can go to Portland. You can hike. You can see gigantic fucking trees. You can. I think they have the spotted owl there, right? You can go see the fucking owl.
Okay.
Go hang out. You can even look at whales from a boat. You can see killer whales from a boat. You don't need to get in the water
with them.
Well,
and this is another one that they're saying is a rare shark attack.
Yeah. Oh.
An Oregon surfer, you're going to love this. Cole Harrington, 20, was waiting for the next big wave off the coast of Seaside, Oregon on Sunday.
Jesus.
I was just sitting on my board, and next thing I know, I just got hit really hard. I looked around for my board. I grabbed my board. I knew I got bit. I don't remember what. I don't really remember what happened. Jesus. Some people said it came from behind me. That's why I didn't see it.
Ugh.
It bit me, lifted me up out of the water, and dropped me back in.
Holy shit, man.
He said he really didn't feel any pain at the moment.
Ugh.
When it first happened, it was like, what's going on? Okay, this is getting real, he said.
This is getting real.
Once you figure out you're getting attacked by a shark, you're just calling out to God, asking that it doesn't come back to bite you again. Listen, you just want to get out on the rocks.
Yeah, whatever gets you through the shark attack.
Once you get on the rocks, then it starts to hurt, and you want to try to get the blood stopped.
Stay out of the goddamn fucking water.
He got out of the water on his own. Fellow surfers who witnessed the attack called 911, rushed him to shore, tied a tourniquet around his badly bitten left leg. He underwent surgery for wounds.
Did he keep his leg?
So far.
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
The attack will delay his hopes of starting an electrician's apprenticeship next month, but it won't deter his love of surfing. He has vowed to get back in the water as soon as possible. Oh, yeah, definitely, he said. I love surfing. That's probably the only thing I care about in this life, surfing and God. As soon as I can be healed up, everybody is supporting me to get back in the water. Surfing's fun.
Listen to me. If you need people in your life to tell you surfing? To be careful about going in the water.
Did you ever go surfing?
No.
It's fun.
I thought about it briefly.
But it's fun.
And then I thought what it would feel like to get attacked by a shark.
You're over it. Millions of people go surfing all the time, and they don't get bitten by sharks.
It rarely happens. We're very surprised. Right. I can't believe it. It never happens here. Okay. Do you want to be Kyle? What's his fucking name? 20 years old. Some shark chewed him up. He's going to be fucked up the rest of his life, this kid.
Cole.
He went in the fucking water with these goddamn monsters.
His mother says, I want to thank everyone that was out there and helped Cole.
Yeah, you're lucky. He didn't. He
the shark attack on, in Oregon waters is a rare occurrence, according to the Florida Museum of Natural History. Why is Florida talking about what's going on in Oregon?
Yeah, they don't know. Okay, thank you, Florida.
Which tracks shark attacks around the world. I didn't know that.
Okay.
The Florida Museum of Natural History, which tracks shark attacks around the world, the state has only recorded 28 shark attacks since 1837.
Well, put one more on there, dickheads.
Well, I think 28 is included. Congratulations.
Yay, good job.
Cole Harrington on being number 28.
I mean, also, too, man, you don't want to go to the hospital right now because of a shark attack, because Rona. And I think everybody, if you're doing extreme sports, you need to check yourself. And, like, what would it mean? You're going to go in the hospital with a broken leg or something? You had to go BMXing down a fucking mountain? In the middle of the pandemic, please don't, restrain yourself. Do something else to get the adrenaline going or something. Right?
A person unpacking belongings into a new home in Australia.
Can I guess right here? I'm going to go with snake. What is a snake, Pat?
Called for help this week after spotting a snake slithering into a kitchen cupboard.
No shit.
Responding to that call was reptile removal expert Stuart McKenzie.
Stuart!
Owner of Sunshine Coast Snake Catchers 24/7.
Right, we'll catch it and then we'll let it go right in the woods.
Who quickly identified the species as the highly venomous red-bellied black snake.
Oh, God, that sounds like fucking... Oh, my God, that sounds like death.
And Stuart McKenzie successfully relocated the snake to a patch of bushland.
Fuck you, asshole. That would be my thought. You relocated that motherfucker. Snake's going, all right, dickhead, I'm coming right back to your house.
McKenzie,
I'm coming right back.
Published footage of the encounter to his popular Facebook page this week, documenting the latest in a series of red-bellied black snake call-outs as the reptiles are attempting to seek food or shelter from the warm weather in the region. It's becoming the height of summer down there.
What a fucking nightmarish effect global warming will have. We have so many fucking snakes in Florida. So now you're telling me that as the planet gets hotter, the more likely these slithery motherfuckers are likely to come into my fucking house.
So many snakes are entering houses this week, especially these gorgeous but highly venomous red-bellied black snakes.
Jesus Christ, man.
Like this one today in Bleebley, where the new occupants were moving in and noticed the back end of the snake disappearing into the kitchen cupboards.
I am not living there.
Luckily, he saw it while unpacking. Otherwise, this could have been a different outcome.
I don't give a shit. Here's the outcome. I'm leaving. Fuck your apartment.
The snake expert said the snake was nervous when it was backed into the corner of the kitchen cupboard, but appeared quite happy when released. The video shows the snake approaching the camera before retreating into the woods.
Where did you release that motherfucker?
Somewhere out in the woods, in the bush.
How far away from where you
They're
got
not
it?
Big at all, really.
Oh, God, I hate snakes.
They're not that
man.
Big.
Jesus. Just the idea of a snake in your house is, to me, one of the worst possible
The brown
scenarios.
Snake, the red-bellied black is a highly venomous... is highly venomous to humans.
Oh, thanks,
but
Jesus.
Typically shy. Oh. generally only delivering serious bites when under severe distress.
It's coy, but lethal it is. A shy.
They are one of the most frequently encountered snakes on the country's east coast.
I'm going to bite you.
And responsible for a number of bites annually.
Oh, good job, guys. You gotta contribute.
For its size, the red-bellied black snake is probably the least dangerous elapid snake in Australia.
Wait a second. Is that even good? That's the dumbest fucking statement I've ever heard. For its size, it's the least poisonous. So, fuck you. If it bites me, do I die? That's what I want to know.
You know, you might.
What a dumb way to describe that. For its size, it's the most lethal.
On the same day, Mackenzie shared information about another call out about a red-bellied black in somebody's home.
God snake. Damn.
The other one...
Are you allowed to shoot
This
it?
One saw a tail going into a living room cupboard.
Oh, vomit. Kill me. Seriously.
It was discovered tucked away under some bags, keeping cool on the hot day. Heaps of snakes are on the move, looking for water. Oh, that was British. Water. Water, food, and shelter from this heat. Make sure there's no way for snakes to enter your homes, as we are receiving a handful of calls every day for snakes that have entered houses.
This is Australia.
Yes.
Thank Christ. I tell you, that is so horrible. All of a sudden, boy, the snakes are coming, everybody. Oh, Jesus.
It's too hot outside. They're coming inside where your air conditioning is.
I'm digging a moat. I'm going to have a burning moat around my house. It's hot anyway. Who gives a fuck? I don't want snakes, man.
So that's when animals get pissed, everybody.
Snakes and sharks, you know? And the thing with snakes is, you know, depending on where you're living, you're at their mercy. We live at the mercy of these fucking snakes and reptiles in Florida. Whenever a copper mouth, or a copperhead, or a cottonmouth wants to, it can bite your ass and you're fucking dead. Whenever an alligator wants to, it can leap out from a ditch, pull you into the water, you know, rolls you around, you're fucking dead. So you just gotta, I don't know what the point of that is. You gotta be careful of nature. You know what I mean? You gotta be careful.
Yeah.
Snakes everywhere.
Of course.
Shit.
When is this story? Oh, that guy, Glenn Summerford's status after his attempted murder conviction. As seen in HBO's Alabama Snake documentary, former preacher Glenn Summerford was convicted of the attempted murder of his wife by snake bite.
It's not funny, but I mean, it's just so horrific. You know, and the other horrific thing is like, if you told me to guess what state this was in, some people probably would guess Alabama.
He was a Pentecostal preacher who kept serpents in a shed on his property. His frenzied sermons took place at the Church of Jesus Christ with Signs Following near Scottsboro, Alabama.
Blood mine.
His services usually included speaking in tongues and handling snakes.
I don't like it that some fuckhead in the community is allowed to have an enclosure with a bunch of fucking snakes that could get loose and hurt people, potentially. I don't think that should be allowed.
God, he did it twice. He accused her, his wife Darlene, of he accused her of cheating on him, punished her by forcing her to stick her hand inside of a box of poisonous snakes, suffer a bite twice. She put her hand in the box on October,
God,
on one day, and then again the next day.
Hey, listen. listen.
Even though he refused to get her medical treatment the first time, receiving medical attention after the second bite just in the nick of time, Darlene survived and unpacked the story in court.
Okay, I'll tell you this. I don't need to hear Darlene's side of the story. I'm concerned about her. That's it. This guy's nuts. This guy's fucking crazy. What an asshole. Of course, Darlene cheated on a guy that's making, you're making her put her hand in a snake box. That's not, that doesn't make you feel loved, does it? I don't know what you're into.
Oh my God, he's still in jail. I mean, this is early 90s, this all happened.
Gee, oh, okay.
After trial, 2.5 days, the jury convicted Sommerfeld, 47 at the time, of attempted murder. Because he had 2 prior felony convictions, he received a 99-year sentence.
Damn.
He is still alive and serving his sentence with an additional 30 years for second-degree escape after he slipped away during a work detail.
Oh, God.
He was last denied parole this June. So that's the update on the Alabama Snake documentary, which is currently real popular on the HBO.
You know, I don't like the idea of putting anybody in jail for the rest of their life, but we do have to figure out how to deal with a guy that wants to shove your hand in a snake box, though. I mean, that's something.
Well, apparently he's...
I don't know how to deal
I wonder what those other prior convictions were.
Does it matter? I mean,
the two felonies? Saying, I mean...
But they, I mean, were they worse than making someone's hand go in a snake box?
No, of course not.
Just saying, man.
I mean, maybe. God. That's an attempted murder. That's a pretty bad one.
This guy's a fucking preacher, right?
He was, yeah. A snake waiver.
I think you got, you found your way into the wrong line of work, buddy. I mean, I don't know. Or maybe. I don't know.
What
a creep.
Hmm?
What a creep.
We do have elsewhere in the news.
Yay.
Let me check our president's Twitter feed before. God.
He's all upset. He's angry. He's angry pants. He's probably pissed at Ivanka's moving to that $1 billion bunker. I mean, where's Trump going to live?
Mar-a-Lago, probably.
Yeah, he probably didn't have a choice. Or, I mean, will he lose Mar-a-Lago?
God, I hope so.
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, who wants it now? You'd have to fumigate that fucking place. I'm serious.
We do have Chip Roy. Joe Biden tweeted, on day one, I'll sign an executive order to require masks everywhere I can. Chip Roy, who's a real turd dollop from Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
We've talked about him before. Wasn't he the one guy who held up some aid package one time or something?
It was a unanimous. It was going to be unanimous, except that fuckhead. It was for...
He's from Texas.
He's storm aid for Harvey.
Yeah, and he's one of these that signed on to this bullshit. He retweeted that and said, one day I will tell you to kiss my ass. Hashtag stand up for America.
Wow.
Biden said, on day one, I will issue a mask mandate for as much as I have the ability to.
Yeah.
And Chip Roy says, and I will tell you, kiss my ass.
Well, there we go. That is what is happening. We have political leaders that are saying, wear a mask. No.
AOC retweeted that Chip Roy tweet. And she said, can't tell you how weird it is to regularly watch my colleagues do and say things like this. To little comment, but if I get a haircut or wear anything better than a rusty bucket to the Capitol, it's considered a national scandal.
Yes, that is true.
Like they found out she had like a $200 or $300 dress on one time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Miss Socialist with a $300 dress. What, you wanted to wear sackcloth?
No, and how much are Mitch McConnell's fucking suits or Lindsey Graham's fucking suits or Trump's suits?
Yeah.
Or one of Melania's suits. I mean, you know.
Lindsay's needs, you know, extra easy access.
That's right.
It is Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus.
Have a great weekend. Stay COVID-free.
Right.
This is from, where is that cocking story at?
from Florida.
Oh, here we go. No, this one surprisingly.
Wow. Congratulations,
Minnesota.
Gunship. Oh, okay.
A Minnesota town has voted to allow a white supremacist church to set up shop in an abandoned Lutheran church.
Hell yeah. What is that, though? What
they,
is, like...
they did it in secret, voting 3-1
Great.
In favor of it, with cameras on the video call turned off.
No.
Claimed they had no real choice in the matter. The one who voted against the lone dissenter was Stephanie Hoff. And there was one abstention.
So one person voted against the Klan church.
So... it's the Asatru Folk Assembly
okay.
that says they're an ancestral religion honoring the, quote, spirits of our gods.
Yes.
But on their website,
okay,
it says here, a seemingly innocuous statement takes a dark turn very quickly. This is from their website.
Okay.
If the ethnic European folk cease to exist, Asatru would likewise no longer exist. Let us be clear. By ethnic European folk, we mean white people.
Okay.
Asatru is not just what we believe, it is what we are. Therefore, the survival and welfare of the ethnic European folk as a cultural and biological group is a religious imperative for the AFA. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why I drifted to that accent.
Yeah, you know, these guys sound...
It's literally a religion based on white supremacy.
Right. It's creepy.
They have a statement of ethics.
Oh, do they?
This Asatru religion.
What is Asatru God or is Asatru white people?
Yes. Yeah,
Asatru.
Healthy families are the cornerstone of folk society, and its strength and prosperity is deserved from them. We in Asatru support strong, healthy white family relationships.
Yes. Oh, yes, I'm
sure. We want our children to grow up to be mothers and fathers to white children of their own.
I wonder how much rape and incest is ingrained into the culture of this whacked out religious sect.
We believe that those activities and behaviors supportive of the white family should be encouraged, while those activities and behaviors destructive of the white family are to be discouraged.
You sound insane. Guys, we're going to need to do white family activities only today. What are white family activities?
Southern Poverty Law Center writes about these assholes. They say present-day folkish adherents also couch their bigotry in baseless claims of bloodlines, grounding the superiority of the white identity.
Yes.
At the cross-section of hyper-masculinity and ethnocentricity, this movement seeks to defend against the unfounded threats of the extermination of white people and their culture.
God, it's a grievance culture.
So in October,
they're Festivus.
News came out that they wanted to open a, quote, Midwest Regional Center in the tiny city of Murdoch, Minnesota.
A Midwest Regional Center?
Many of the residents of the town were upset, saying that would make their community the hate capital of Minnesota.
Well, yeah, and it would be fucking weird. What the fuck is it? I mean, what do they do at their fucking center? What activities are they engaged in?
The church bans non-whites from joining.
Well, so can it exist? I mean, can you do that?
Well, yeah. There was a question about whether it's a really illegal issue. It's not even about religious liberty. The land the church purchased was meant to be residential. If they wanted to use it to build a church rather than a home, they need permission from local officials.
Right.
So voting against it wasn't necessarily blocking a religious group from practicing their faith. You were blocking the change of a residential area into a business.
I gotta tell you, how mad would you be at your representatives if they voted this fucking church in next door to you? I would lose my shit. I mean, how horrible.
But the other night, the city council approved the group's permit.
Shut the fuck up.
in part because they were scared they would be sued.
What about...
We as leaders of the city of Murdoch want people to know that we condemn racism in all forms, said Mayor Craig Kavanaugh before the council went and voted in favor of the organization.
It looks like you don't. I mean...
The city attorney, Don Wilcox, said there are certain constitutional protections that apply to religions. I haven't seen any evidence sufficient to overcome the presumption that they are a religion, whether you agree with it or not.
Yeah, but what if I don't want the church of the KKK in my fucking neighborhood? I mean, is that a consideration? Like, I live in this neighborhood. Now, all of a sudden, I live down the street from the Klan church.
So these council members want you to know they felt that, like, legally they had no choice.
Well, I want these council members to know that they can go fuck themselves, and you should do whatever you can to keep Klan church out of my fucking neighborhood.
The residents are now going to band together, and they're gonna keep eyes on those motherfuckers. And they say if there's any violations of the permit, that would give them a tangible legal reason to shut the place down.
I mean,
until then, they're now going to have their Midwest Regional Center of the Asat True Religion, which says white people only.
Yeah. Well,
we don't hate anybody. We're just pro-white.
Well, this is how you handle that. You say, anybody, any vendor that does business with this motherfucker, we will not do business with you. You just freeze them out. You know what I mean? You just don't do business with these people. What do they do that, what happens at a center that, what are they doing? I mean, what are they advocating for? Is it Nazi headquarters or something?
Sadly, 35 seconds ago, breaking news, the Supreme Court has rejected a Texas lawsuit to overturn Joe Biden's election victory, ending a desperate attempt to get legal issues rejected by state and federal judges before the nation's highest court. Holy fucking shit.
That's good news, right? That's really good news.
The court's order was the second this week.
Yay.
I'm trying to see.
Fuck you, Trump.
What
you
they may
loser.
Have said about it.
Damn! Pack your shit! Get out of the fucking White House, motherfucker! I love it. Go to Mar-a-Lago.
This is huge.
Right. That means we're done with Giuliani. No more Giuliani spreading fucking COVID in his little asshole. Farting everywhere. God. Make these people go away.
I'm trying to find the actual, here we go.
Yes.
The state of Texas's motion for leave to file a bill of complaint is denied for lack of standing.
Bam!
Under Article 3 of the Constitution, Texas has not demonstrated a judicially cognizable interest in the manner in which another state conducts its elections. Keep your fucking nose out of it.
The
Constitution literally, specifically says that there is no, that the states can determine the manner in which they conduct their elections.
Right. And didn't we just have the date, what was the date where all the states couldn't change their votes? That safe harbor. I mean, I thought we were at safe harbor, and so this was finished, all this election bullshit.
Texas has not demonstrated judicially cognizable. All other pending motions are dismissed as moot. Statement of Justice Alito, with whom Justice Thomas joins. In my view, we do not have discretion to deny the filing of a bill of complaint in a case that falls within our original jurisdiction. I would therefore grant the motion to file the bill of complaint, but would not grant other relief.
Right.
And I express no view on any other issue. He's saying, so, you know, I respect their right to file this.
Yes.
But
there's nothing there.
There's nothing there, and we're certainly not giving.
Okay. Where is this in the breadcrumb? Like, are we still following the breadcrumbs? Is the deep state bullshit now. There is no deep state. Is it in this? Does that end the deep state?
No, bullshit? No, no. I mean,
why not? I mean, Biden's going to be president, you know.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That means they, like, literally after they got their final, after they got the final filings this morning, they were like, fuck this.
Go fuck yourself.
We're going to give everybody a good weekend and not make everyone wait with bated breath to see what they're fucking going to do.
This
is the Texas one.
That was coming out that they.
This is the big one.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yep.
Damn.
Hashtag rejected.
So now what is, well, I'm a little nervous. Like, what is Trump going to do with his time now that he's not fighting this lawsuit?
Same thing I do every day. Try to plan to take over the world.
He'll fuck the planet.
Destroy the world is what he wants to do.
Maybe he'll have time to go hit a few at the new tennis pavilion. Him and Melania. Did they play tennis together?
Yeah, I've seen pictures. There's pictures of Trump playing tennis.
They play doubles with Nunez and the cow.
So that's amazing.
Yeah, shit,
it's,
man.
Amazing news, everybody.
History. Oh, shit. We're gonna have a peaceful transfer of power, maybe.
Yeah, it hasn't been so far.
No, not at all. God, I mean, think about it, man. It's like somebody was planning to kidnap the governor of Michigan, and then some sheriff is like, well, it could have been a legal citizen's arrest.
I mean, Trump even tweeted
something
today, like, you know, if the right people do the right thing and save the country. God, he was talking right to SCOTUS.
He must be delusional, because there's no fucking way a judge. I mean, Trump is going to be gone. That's that. What?
Oh, here, three hours ago. If the Supreme Court shows great wisdom and courage, the American people will win. Perhaps the most important case in history, and our electoral process will be respected again.
Do you think we will hear from Trump in regards to this ruling on Twitter?
Yeah, I've got it open now.
Has he twatted?
What?
Has he twatted about it yet?
Not yet. No, okay. No. Thanks, Lynette, for sending that to us.
Oh,
also,
thank you, Lynette.
To let us know.
Right.
I've also got, what do we got here? We got a few minutes left on
the
big old show. Sadly, this is not audio.
Right.
This is written.
Okay.
Or a screed.
Right.
From someone who we usually have audio of.
Oh, shit.
Coach Dave Dobenmeier.
Damn!
Writing at something called newswithviews.com.
Excuse me. Is he writing a column?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What? That's funny, right? I mean,
The title is Take Off the Muzzle and Save America.
Okay.
By Dave Dobenmeier. Masks do not work.
Okay.
You just think they do. Like the dumbest of sheep, a multitude of Americans walk around like zombies in blind obedience to an evil cabal intent on stripping all liberty from the citizens of the United States.
Is this a haiku?
The ghouls behind this planned demic are sitting around their corporate boardrooms chuckling at how easy it was to gain total control over a mind-numbed citizenry.
Ah, that's me.
This entire lockdown has never been about a virus, my friends. It has been about conditioning the American people to blindly obey the edicts of a totally out of control government. All they use to accomplish this is fear.
Wow. Shit. Thank you, Coach Dave. Why are you waiting until now to tell me this, though? Why not earlier?
He has been. He's been yelling about this.
Oh, okay. I just haven't been listening. Now I see the breadcrumbs.
He says, masks do not prevent you from getting the virus. I don't want to argue with you. I will present the evidence and let you make your own choices. Here, here, and here. And there are links to The Federalist, WND, and healthandmoneynews.wordpress.com.
WordPress. I mean, you know. It's some blog, right?
He says
some
masks
fucking blog.
Amplify the effects of other illnesses. Oh, God.
I've heard this. I've heard people say that.
It's just a lie.
But what about surgeons? How do surgeons deal with the amplification of the illnesses?
Death rates are down in America. Oh, yeah. Read it and weep, cowboy. If COVID was killing more people, wouldn't you expect the death rates to climb?
There are a lot of dead people here. What is his argument? Like, there aren't enough dead people?
So he goes on. This is going on and on and on and on and on and on.
These guys are fucking bananas, man.
He now says, soon we will be organizing groups across the nation. It will require a group of 20 or more to simply walk into a business and refuse to put on a mask. Dare them to call the police. Let them arrest all 20 of you and then demand a jury trial. Folks, they are not enforcing laws. They are enforcing illegal orders. And do not do it alone. Do it as a group. Oh. Overwhelm the system. Put a stop to this foolishness.
No, please do not do that.
So he's ordering wandering bands of waddlers to go into all kinds of businesses and refuse to wear a mask.
Does it feel like sometimes it's just,
yes,
there's too many stupid people, and that,
yes,
please don't do that. If anyone is listening to us and they also listen to Coach Dave, crab diving, we're against this, right?
I would say yes.
I am against this. Please don't do it. You really should just stay home. I mean, because it sounds like the apocalypse if you read the news and you believe in science.
Let's see. I don't think I have enough time for this story.
There's going to
be
about
a lot of yelling about this one.
Somebody's asshole getting eaten out by a shark.
Really, I will eat your ass like corn on the cob.
Guy's like, I can't wait to get back in the water. She's like thinking about that 20-year-old kid saying that. Dude, you're crazy, man. I mean, you should wait. You should wait a little bit before you get in the water at the very least. Like, think about it.
I think we got sent from a few people, actually. For some reason.
Yeah.
A few of our listeners, thank you all for sending
Fursuit Friday
this link.
Yeah.
I had actually seen it earlier and saved it for the show. But for some reason, they thought we would like this. It's a map of Scotland.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And since we only got like 2 minutes left, I'm going to read some of these. But apparently, they named all of their snowplows.
Okay.
Creative, funny names.
Oh, that's great.
And there's a map that shows like the territory where each of plows does its thing.
Okay.
There's Mr. Plow.
All right.
That's pretty, you know.
Yeah.
Ice Destroyer. Rumble. Sprinkles is over
Sprinkles
over on the east.
I want to move to Scotland. This is fun.
Up in Inverness, Gangsta Granny Gritta.
Yeah.
Gangsta Granny Gritter.
Gritta. Granny.
The Polar Bear Explorer.
Ooh, yeah.
One of my favorites here. Ready, spready, go. Because, you know, they spread salt and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. Ready, spready.
Ready, spready, go.
That's Florida's nickname right now.
For your eyes only.
Oh, fuck, that's good.
There's BFG, the big friendly Gritta. The Yes Sir Ice Can Boogie Snowdozer.
What a great country. Scotland's great.
Snowball. There's Salty.
Salty.
There's the Snow Destroyer.
Ah!
There's, interestingly enough, Sir Walter Scott. And then the last one here that I see is probably my favorite.
Okay.
Spready Mercury. Spready Mercury!
That's so good.
These are the names.
Does it snow there? Does it snow in Scotland?
And there's a Traffic Scotland. You can follow where they are. Oh. The Trunk Road Gritter Tracker service.
Hello, governor.
On the Traffic Scotland website, you can see where all of the, I guess you can see where Mr. Plow is.
Freedom!
Where Spready McCarry is.
The big spreader. That's fun.
So thank you to the like three different people that sent.
Thank you very much.
The map.
You're spot on. That's
you
that's
guys
awesome.
Exactly knew what we wanted to see here.
Why don't we
talk
have
about
our,
here at the show?
Why don't we name our snowplows in Florida?
Well, I agree.
We don't have any.
We don't have.
We any. Will soon when we have weather chaos. Right.
We need racism plows.
Boy. Lie overheated. Good,
big, giant ones.
We don't have... We need a bigger boat.
People are zooming in because there's a couple where, like, the little truck avatars on the map are...
Yeah.
One of them looks like it's fucking another one. A Scottish person zoomed in and says, "And what are these two up to?"
That's funny.
So there you go.
Yay!
A little bit of levity to end the week.
Thank you, Scotland.
This shitty, fucking, horrible
right.
hell week.
And they're leaving.
That's
they're,
going to continue with
the
COVID.
They're
going to
be on the EU,
and...
right?
What?
Scotland.
What about it? They're oh, they joined... might. Well, Nicola Sturgeon, I believe, is the PM there. She wants to have another referendum.
Oh, okay. Well, shit.
So they can say, "Fuck you!
Freedom!
You can take away my life. But you can't take away my freedom. You're going to be caught by a pack of..." Oh, excuse me. It was a different Mel Gibson quote.
Horrible guy.
Next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, every goddamn weekday, we're going to do this crap. Then we're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com.
Nine!
Find out what Ryan's doing on the internet at Rated R Comedy on the Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook, and TikTok, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Good, safe weekends to all. Stay COVID-free. We'll pick this up again on Monday.
Viva la resistance.
Including genital to genital, oral to genital, anal genital. Oral anal.
Yay.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.